You're on 5MU. There's something pretty special that happens in Palma every 2 years. The Sculpture Biennial showcases Australian and overseas artists in a unique 400-acre landscape with rocky outcrops and regenerating flora. Ahead of the start date on March 18, I'm joined by founder and sculptor Greg Johns. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. It's number 10 this year. Happy decade. Well, happy 2 decades, in fact. What an institution it's really becoming.
Yeah, look, I'm surprised too, and obviously, you know, pleasantly surprised that we're up to number 10. It's now actually one of the longest continually running sculpture events in the whole history of sculpture in Australia. So not many make 10.
I bet. It is a unique exhibition. Would you be able to describe some of the pieces that we'll be able to see this year? What can we see at the beautiful Palma grounds?
At Palma, sometimes people engage with that, you know, incredible landscape out there, which has been under restoration for 20 years now. So they engage with that in a whole range of different ways. Stephen King, he's actually a farmer in New South Wales, so he uses these big chunks of red gum and jarrah. And it's hard to describe, almost like building structures he makes out of those, but very sculptural sort of forms. So he'll be bringing those over. Nick Orman, Sastrian sculptor, these really quite beautiful bird forms and such. He makes those, you know, in a contemporary sort of way. And Clancy Warner will have a number of her figures, which have become really well known, about 7 or 8 simplified abstract figures that are in the landscape, you know, sitting amongst magnificent grasses and such as well. Those figures of hers, by the way, will be made out of wax. So they gradually melt into the ground over the exhibition time.
Kind of ephemeral, deliberately.
They're ephemeral, yeah. Mm. So the exhibition has that really, you know, in a very contemporary way, but all those approaches from individual objects to groups of pieces to, as you said, more ephemeral works and works that directly engage with the landscape. So a whole range of different contemporary approaches. Quite challenging approaches to contemporary sculpture.
And they sit alongside your works as well, right?
Yeah. Well, Palma, when I first bought Palma, my initial intention was to engage a piece of more archetypal Australian landscape with my works. I've actually got 45 works out there that have a very intimate engagement with that landscape. So they sit with that landscape and hopefully, you know, they talk to the landscape and the landscape talks to them. So people will be able to see those works out there. And that was the initial reason I bought that. It's a big property. It's 402 acres. But at the same time, then the environmental restoration of that land came very closely behind that. And that's now been happening for 20 years.
Oh, wow. It must have been quite a transformation over the years.
Well, as people come into the biennial, they'll see now there's a little information bay. So obviously along the front of the property, that was virtually a desert. There were 2 or 3 trees. Palma was a she-oak scrub initially. That area was cleared because the she-oaks, unfortunately for them, yielded a lot of energy for the local mines around there, for the steamboats, and also, of course, the home fires as well. So the land was cleared fairly quickly. Yeah, I think there's hopefully growing wisdom now, you know, not anti-farming at all. But, you know, we have to do it in a balanced sort of way.
Oh,
now.
Absolutely. And, yeah. It's good for
the climate change now is, what can we say? And, you know, the East Coast now, it speaks for itself. So it's clearly of huge concern.
Yeah, and I think a lot of farmers are aware of that as well, you know, the need to maintain that ecology for longevity. So it makes sense. And then, of course, just having a beautiful space to enjoy.
I think there's been a lot of growing wisdom since I bought that property, and I think the farming community now, you know, certain people have really learnt along the way, and some of those people now are getting on the leading edge because they've been seeing what's been happening, you know, to their own crops and such as well. So I think now you're getting planting in a more sustainable way, and you know, of course, always encourage people to do, you know, have some of their property going back to veg as well, native veg, and you can do both at once, in, you know, and that stops soil erosion and, you know, topsoil being removed and everything. So it's got a lot of advantages to it as well.
For founder of the Palmer Sculpture Biennial, Greg Johns, is with us. So it's going to be on from not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 18th, and it runs all the way through to the middle of April, I believe that's the 17th of April, if that's right, on weekends 11 to 5.30 and Wednesdays 2 to 5.30. And people can just rock up?
Yes. There'll be people waiting at the gate, you know, to a proper catalogue produced for all of the works as well. Then there's a track going in. Most people tend to walk around the property. If people you know, have some disability problems, whatever, then we have, you know, four-wheel drives that will take them in as well. On the opening day, I think, as you know, we have a fantastic opening music event together with the opening of all the sculptures as well.
Oh, cool. Who's playing?
It's a knockout lineup again, if I can say myself. So this year we've got the Yearlings, who are, you know, virtual icons now in Australia and, you know, and overseas. They've got a big reputation too.
They're beautiful.
Aaron Thomas, who's just releasing a new album, fantastic act. Tom Redwood, who's an incredible singer-songwriter. Local identity, Andrew Allinson, who's a very good blues player. And then coming from New South Wales, especially for it, there's an invited guest performer, Ian Klipax-Matthews, who's one of Australia's best singer-songwriters. And the event to go into is free. The catalogues are $10. The music act, is $20, and that's actually cash only. But all that money goes back to the musicians as well to pay for them.
That's great. So that's on the first day, the 18th of
March, right? That's on the
on
the opening on Saturday, March the 19th.
Oh, the 19th. My apologies.
Yeah,
yep.
Saturday, March the 19th is the opening. People can come in from 11 o'clock on the 19th, and then it goes through to 5:30. Then we have the opening and such, some speeches about 1 o'clock, and then the music event comes on at 3 o'clock, and that goes through to about 7 o'clock.
And you've mentioned to me that there's a retrospective. Is that going to be, as well as being available to check out online, did you say that's at a building in the space as well?
Yes, that will be within a little building there called the Round Building. People will be able to access previous exhibitions through the QR code, but there will also be photographs up there of some of the works from previous exhibitions, and there will also be commentary and such, you know, on the exhibition. Won by the best-known living writer on Australian sculptures, Ken Scarlett, who's in Melbourne. He's now 94, so he's done some writing for it. So, you know, it's one of the great things about Palmer, the sort of attention we're getting nationally and to some extent internationally is, you know, is really wonderful.
How do we find you?
It's very easy. As you come into Palmer, the first road on the left opposite the award-winning Palmer Hotel, which is, you know, a wonderful place to go to. The first road on the left opposite the pub is Davenport Road. It's 372 Davenport Road, but it's about 3.5K down that dirt road. And then it's on the right, and, yeah, we'll have some banners up and such, and plus the vegetation sticks out as well.
Oh, sounds really beautiful. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope it goes really well.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. That's great.